there's been considerable talk lately, and before that, about the state of Moose Jaw's roads. The talk has been almost 100% in the negative vein, relating to the number of potholes one has to dodge to get from point A to point B. Some streets are worse than others and drivers have been learning the least potholed routes and telling fellow motorists. There has been evidence provided that vehicles are being damaged by hitting the holes and drivers are naturally enraged at what it is costing them in repairs just to drive in Moose Jaw. So far we haven't heard of the city paying for any of the damages and I don't think we should hold our breath in anticipation that that will happen. It wasn't until sidewalk days that the potholes took on a different and more interesting connotation. Prior to that date, our interaction with the potholes on Main Street was from the relative fortification of our respective motorized vehicles. But suddenly on that weekend, we got up close and personal with the minefield that is known as Main Street. Both of us were making use of our wheeled walkers to assist with long-distance walking and to have our personal resting seat if required. We had not anticipated how challenging the walk up and down the street would be. The crowds parted congenially when we approached and those who were absorbed in their cell phones politely excused themselves for impeding our progress. But holy cow, the wheels on our walkers were not built to withstand the bumps to which they were subjected. We must certainly have looked like we had imbibed in many alcoholic beverages before starting our sidewalk day's adventure. I'd swerve to miss a hole and another attacked. And then I was forced to reverse to maneuver out of one hole only to find a larger one in my path. I don't think continually lifting the walker out of the pavement depressions was recommended for my back's good health. Housemate's walker is larger than mine but he too experienced similar troubles with the wear and tear on his steering and wheels. Other patrons of the event laughed at our dilemma and shared our bemusement that our own Main Street would be in such rough shape. Someone suggested we should have stuck to the sidewalks instead of walking on the street. Possibly, but we didn't go downtown to see the back ends of the food trucks and vendors. Walking on the road is what the event is all about. I'm wondering what response we'd receive if we sent a bill to the city for a wheel alignment and balance on our walkers. Do walkers actually need alignments and balancing? I should dig out the warranty information and see if after almost 2 years the warranty is still valid and if it covers damage caused by flaws in municipal infrastructure. With the recent approval given to a bylaw allowing e-scooters on city streets, I can't help but hope users wear shoulder and knee pads, securely fitting helmets and have personal injury insurance. I can't imagine scooter riders enjoying the ride they will get on the traffic lanes of Main Street, or heaven forbid, crossing the 4th Avenue Bridge or traversing parts of 13th Avenue Northwest. Meanwhile, I think I'll get someone to check our walkers for loose screws. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.